The hanging death of a Black man in Brookfield, Wisconsin, has led to questions from his family and community members. 39-year-old Torrence Medley was found hanging from a tree near the Brookfield Hills golf course in early November. The Brookfield Police Department said there was no indication of foul play. The investigation is ongoing. But some have questioned whether Medley's death could have been the result of a racially motivated crime. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell spoke with Dr. Robert Smith, a professor of history at Marquette University, to share historical and political context for this moment.
The NAACP defines a lynching as the public killing of an individual who has not received any due process. Torrence Medley being found hanging from a tree has led to comparisons to an era of American history where lynchings of Black people were common. According to research from Tuskegee University in Alabama, from 1882 to 1968, close to 5,000 people were lynched. The majority of them were Black, and often their killings went uninvestigated. Marquette's Robert Smith shares his perspective on how that history and the current political climate contribute to fears of a racially motivated hate crime.
There's almost no way to hear a Black man hanging from a tree and not immediately think about lynchings.
I do not know
what the investigation has determined. And in honor of the family, I want to respect the sensitivity and how important it is to not jump to any conclusions. I do think it is absolutely fair to question how this person died. And I think we have to be mindful of the political moment we're in that is heightened around issues associated with bigotry, racism, sexism, various forms of xenophobia. And it's also important for us to understand that where we are in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Southeast Wisconsin, we are also home to our own versions of this kind of hostility, a political climate that we feel and witness just with our neighboring urban and suburban and exurban, what we might call geopolitics, that there is a very clear, steady feel of hostility that sits in this environment. And I say it that way because it's understandable that folks would resist such a suggestion because these are very difficult topics. These are deep wounds that our nation has yet to heal from, that wounds that have been reopened as of late. And so to even wager such an idea can make any number of people uncomfortable with the notion. But we did not create that history. There are historical actors, there are contemporary actors who helped to foment racial bigotry and racial violence. When these kinds of incidents occur, it is that history and that those contemporary expressions that continually force people to question, how in the world did this happen? How could we believe it was merely that there was no foul play for something to occur that looks eerily familiar, exactly like the kind of racial violence that has been not only perpetrated in the past, but encouraged to be perpetrated in our present day?
That was Marquette University history professor Dr. Robert Smith. He spoke with WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell. Smith weighed in on skepticism around the circumstances of a Black man's hanging death in Brookfield, Wisconsin.